Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Real question, and hopefully you can help us answer this. When you got married, did you know you were going to get divorced at the same time? 855-444-MEGA, 855-444-6342. I bring this up for a couple of different reasons. During Keep It Move-In, we had had a conversation about how since like 1980, the amount of people that have been married twice has doubled. Mm-hmm. It's just more and more common that people are married once, it doesn't work out, they get married again, relationships end in divorce. I was curious, and we started talking about like omens on your wedding day. Hannah, you came from a family divorce, didn't it? Like, mm-hmm. It was a snowstorm.
A blizzard.
Like, there's a sign. I'm curious if that's what popped in their heads on that day. Like, is this blizzard a sign that it's not going to work out? In the back of their mind, there was a moment with an in-law. There was a moment of feeling in your gut. When you got married, in the back of your head, did you know or were you completely surprised? I did not know this story was going to end. Flash forward, This Is Us style, and I'm shocked we were not together. 855-444-MEGA. Curious about this.
Yeah, I think it's really, really interesting. I've obviously never been married or anything like that, but I've talked to people who have said like they kind of had like a gut intuition feel. So I wonder if that came day of or just as the relationship moved forward. And if it was day of, like, what was it? Like, what made you continue on or what was the feeling?
You know, I don't come from a family divorce, and my wife does. And I don't think they knew. And I'm like, I don't think they knew. And if you would have said that, I think there were circumstances along their marriage that led to it. And if you asked them on their wedding day, they would have assumed. But I think it's so interesting if you knew it or not.
I think, you know, as the brother of three divorced people in my family.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
who was a member of all their weddings, my younger brother's wedding. Yeah, I had a feeling that that was not going to end well.
Do you think your brother did too?
Well, I don't know, because he kind of was the guy pushing to marry, and everybody was like, you know what? I don't think this is going to be a good idea. Though it's going to be a good idea.
My brother got divorced. He was sick to his stomach on his wedding day, and I always felt like he knew something. Like, well, I always felt like when he kept saying, like, I got a stomachache. I got a stomachache. I'm like, why are you so, like, I feel like you should, like, you, the reason he had a stomachache was that was like some kind of weird.
Was like an omen, like he knew?
Something, yeah. Well, that's what I thought.
I knew it was not going to work out when my brother's now ex-wife snapped at my older brother's now ex-wife about the ceremony, and I was like, okay, this is not going to go well at
so
all.
You knew it. You saw
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I was like, I saw this, and you know, eventually it fell apart.
Interesting.
But, yeah. I don't want people to think we're asking in like a place of judgment. Like, I'm like genuinely curious as like a
great
sign
point.
To look out for if you have it or not.
And or not, like, you know, like, I'm just like generally curious of what it's like to go through it or if it's not, and other people. So just interesting. You guys are living in wedding era right now. Hannah and AB.
Oh, yeah.
Every weekend I feel like they're at a wedding, and I'm curious if people knew their wedding day, hey, this is going to work out or not work out. And if you look back, you're like, oh man, I just missed a couple of these signs. And it's almost like a place of like, if you paid attention to these signs, you're like, oh my God, I'm going through that similar situation. Maybe I should be aware of this. 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. Or maybe the answer is, no, I had no freaking clue. I was blown away. Such an interesting question. If you got married and it ended in divorce, if you looked back, did you know on your wedding day, or were you just completely blindsided? Like, I was shocked. On my wedding day, I thought we were going to be happily ever after. And then all of a sudden it ended in divorce. Or did you like, you know what? I think I kind of knew it back then, but I just did it anyways. 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. What got us talking about this is actually a fact and keep it moving. Like, since the 1980s, the people that have been married twice has almost doubled. People just get married. It doesn't work out. I'm hoping that, you know, the second wedding does work out. I'm hoping it's a positive thing. You thought it was going to work out, and then you end up finding the one. Maybe on your wedding day, you kind of secretly knew it, and you're like, you know what? The ones out there got divorced later. Catherine, you got married really young, and you decided to go through with it even though you knew it wasn't going to work out?
Yeah, I ended up getting married on a whim because my mom and I weren't getting along when I was in high school, and about a year or two went by after I graduated, and I kind of needed to figure out my life. So I tried to move to Florida. I didn't really tell anybody. I packed up my whole car with my boyfriend, and we went down there. And I ended up kind of knowing in my heart that they wanted to help me, and I needed to really help myself, but I was too focused on the relationship aspect of it and not the actual like dynamic about the relationship. And so I feel like now I'm kind of going through personally a lot right now too, you know, just trying to refine myself. And really, like, if you know that that person is the one, like, you guys have to really know each other. And I just feel
married to show your mom. You got married like, hey, you and me are going through some stuff. Watch me get married, mom. Mm.
Yeah, and that was just not, hindsight is always 20/20. But
yeah, never a good way to get back
at, going in.
Yeah, thank you so much for the call. Never a good way to get back at mom, like, well, I'll just go get married.
No.
Like, what kind of comeback is that? Like, hey, when you're 18, like, hey, can you take out the garbage? I will get married.
There's other ways to show her, so to speak.
Lauren, this is about your parents. You said your mom, the day before a wedding, asked one simple question, got the answer, and then probably knew that tomorrow is going to be my wedding day, but it won't be my last wedding day, huh?
Yes, that's correct.
Really?
The day before my parents got married, she was like, hey, it's my dad. Are you going to shave your beard for tomorrow? And he was like, no, are you crazy? Like, no, he wouldn't even trim it, make it look nice, nothing. And she was like, oh, gosh, if he won't do this, this is not a good sign. This is, and she knew. She said, I should have called it off then. I should have known.
But
and they made it 12 years.
Did they really?
It 12 years, but, and I'm here. But, she knew.
You know what's crazy about that, though, is here's a great example of, like, you ask a question, and then your gut intuition the day before your wedding, like, I don't know if this is going to work out, and why you would still do it. Because I think most people are like, if you knew you weren't going to get married, it weren't going to last, why did you do it anyways? Because how crazy would Lauren's mom walk up to the altar the day everyone's there, the next day, everyone gathers to the wedding, be like, he wouldn't shave his beard, so it's over.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Right? But like, she knew it in her stomach.
Yeah,
but like,
it's a hard thing to explain.
She would look crazy. So of course she got married, and then 12 years later, she's like, he still won't shave his beard, guys.
Told you guys.
But like, thank you so much for the call, Lauren. Well, there is a great example of why I grew out a beard.
Oh my gosh.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.